Today is December the 20th. You got 5 days before Christmas, people, for those that celebrate the holiday. This is the GQDN Daily News, Group Quest Daily News. And today, we talk about some new GeForce drivers, Steam's winter sale, and Microsoft little Xbox Series news. Today, we talk about getting Loop Hero for free. There's really no major news today, so, which is a good thing, I will say. But getting Loop Hero for free, it'll be on the Epic Game Store. This comes to us from Blue News. And, you know, hey, free game. Go get it. It's on the Epic Game Store. Look for Loop Hero. Also, Blue News has been reporting that there's a new GeForce driver, and that's according to the NVIDIA website announcement, and that will help you out with GTFO and Horizon Zero Dawn. So if you're into those games, you will want to get this driver. It is version 497.29. Okay, so if you get that version, do it. Do it, do it, do it. That's if you have those two games. Now, in Pokemon news, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. There is another mystery gift promo. So you're going to get another statue. If you're inputting the code Merry Christmas instead of an I, use the number 1, then you can go for Repior, Electivy, Glaceon, Impacrisu, and Lucario. I hope I got those names right, because Pokemon is Pokemon is Pokemon. So you can get all those if you have Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, but you only have a few days to do it, because it only runs through December 25th. So if you got Pokemon, if you got those two, or that little announcement right there, go get it done. Going from that, you can probably, well, some people would like to find Pokemon on Steam. The Steam Winter Sale has been announced, and it starts December 22nd and lasts through January 5th. Now, I have looked for games that could be on Steam, or that could be on sale on Steam, but I will tell you this. The Steam sale is usually very, very massive. And if you're waiting for a game on your PC or on your Steam Deck, then your time is coming. Potentially, your time is coming, okay? So yes, go check out the Steam sale. We have lots of discounts, lots of severe discounts, and it starts in 2 days. One thing that could be hopefully like discounted, maybe not, is Final Fantasy VII. Now, if you have PlayStation Plus, this comes to us from Eurogamer.net. The Steam Winter Sale came to us from DualShockers.com, which I forgot to say that. But Eurogamer said that they found out that PlayStation Plus owners of Final Fantasy VII will get what the PlayStation 5 people got. Know this, it is only for the download, for people that downloaded Final Fantasy VII. Not for ones like me that got the hard copy. Damn you, Square Enix. Okay, I know I shouldn't be angry, but come on. I mean, really, come on. But still, if you got PlayStation 4, you can get, and you got the PlayStation Plus network, and you end up buying Final Fantasy VII, you have an update. Just saying. Everything that's on 5 is now right there for you. Damn you all. Going into Microsoft, Microsoft used the Xbox Series X dev kits for its Halo Infinite tournament. This comes to us from IGN, and because there was a shortage, and there still is a shortage of chips coming from China due to this ongoing pandemic, we now have a huge problem with tournaments. And Microsoft said, well, we're going to use some of our some of the ones that are in the dev machines to go into these machines to help out with the tournament. I mean, this is this is rather concerning in a way. I mean, it's good to see that Microsoft is helping out with the tournament in any way, shape, or form, but it's still concerning in a way that it still shows that we have a supply shortage of chips and all that. So, yeah, it's just a bad. So go check out IGN. Up on YouTube today, uploaded a few hours ago, on the GameSpot YouTube, they showed some gameplay of the combat improvements in Diablo 4. So it's still in pre-alpha. It's in development content. And I tell you what, the graphics on this just look absolutely superb. So, and some of the gameplay, it's still in development. So, and right now, everything looks really good. So, hey, we'll just be patient and you'll see how things go. But this looks really, really good, guys. Looks really, really good. Just keep in mind, it's Activision. And speaking of keeping in mind it's Activision, Wowhead gave us the news today that there will be a brand new Blizzard Gear Store experience. So could they be cutting ties from their Gear Store that they've been using? It is really, really curious. So if you have gift cards for the current Blizzard Gear Store, use them up, because starting January 1, people, it goes down. For how long? There is not much really said here. So if you're a sports person, you might be able to keep your fan cash, but not for Blizzard products. I say might be able to. There's really no details on whether or not you can or cannot. But still, this is going to be a new shop coming. And if anything, you're looking about 2 weeks to a month, because all of this really should be worked on, should be like uploaded. The schematics and whatnot should be done. So anyway, yeah, get that fan cash dealt with quickly. We are brought to you by stackup.org, by all of our patrons at patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by Audible. All those links you can find at thegroupquest.com. So, until tomorrow, this is Joe, and that was GQDN. Keep in mind, you only got 5 days left, people. We'll see you tomorrow.